The Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 10, this is letter number 3103. The Rebbe addresses it to Mareinu of Aruch V'Chosid with the titles Mareinu Betzalo Shiyichya Shadar Vilshansky. He was also in Australia. And Shalom Avracha. The Rebbe said, I got your letter dated the third day of Kislev, but I'm surprised that you write so shortly in no detail about the yeshiva and the situation. But still, the Rebbe says, you don't write about it, but yet, the main thing is that it should increase practically it should develop both physically and spiritually, both quantity-wise and quality-wise. It's amazing how much effort the Rebbe put into that yeshiva. Today, it's one of the biggest, has one of the largest groups of students in Australia. That is the main yeshiva over there. The Rebbe says, there's nothing that stands in your way, especially during these, auspicious days, in this special clear day of Yutes Kislev, especially. And it's known that there was a ruling in the heavens above that because of the self-sacrifice of the Alter Rebbe, so then he sacrificed for the teaching of Hasidus. So whenever there is a matter in which it involves Torah, Yerushalayim, fear of heaven, good character traits, so those who are connected and those who follow in his footsteps will always be victorious. So being that this is an issue which is Torah, and will be victorious and be able to celebrate great success. But we just gotta want and push, and then we'll be successful. So the Rebbe says, I am attaching also a letter that I responded to Mr. and his daughter. Now, there is a concept in the negative, which is called a person who is poiretz geder. He breaks through the fence. Let's say, if everybody here is careful in a certain mitzvah to do it certain, and then one person goes and says no. So that's besides not doing the mitzvah, the avera, not doing proper, but he's also breaching because everybody has been practicing it. But the Rebbe says, you're going to bridge the fence for the positive. Apparently, none of the women over there would cover their hair. And the Rebbe wrote to her, and the Rebbe says, you should break through the fence, which means everybody to a positive ways. You will explain, and you should explain to the daughter of the above, the great privilege and the opportunity now to go through, breach through the fence in this case for the positive. That means the fence and the custom of the other side, as far as covering the head and how to conduct a Jewish home. And she has the opportunity now to merit the many, and she will get the privilege of all the many that will learn from her. And based upon what is written in the Zohar, the section of Nosikuf Chavav and Aleph, so this additional being careful in this mitzvah adds, besides all the above mentioned, it adds into peace in the home, and the Rebbe says here something very interesting. The Rebbe says that outside, when there is a Chutz Laretz outside of Israel, or I think in this case, the Rebbe is trying to make a comparison that in the old country, when people lived very under difficult circumstances, I guess financially, and then they lived, So the Rebbe says they didn't have to worry about certain things. Maybe the finances or other things. I mean, people, I'm not sure exactly what the Rebbe is trying to say here, because there's also missing some words in here. But maybe the Rebbe is trying to say that if you want blessings for wealth and, you know, do the right thing, this is something which is going to help it. In the olden days, they didn't have to worry about wealth because nobody had wealth. It wasn't. Or the Rebbe meant, I'm not sure exactly what the Rebbe means here. But anyways, the Rebbe is encouraging her and writing to this Rabbi Tzal Vashansky to encourage, and that she has the opportunity to and the privilege to show others that they should follow her. That's something which she has the special zuchus.